From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Damon Abdallah reading Boston Run, Book 21 in the End World series by David Robbins. Now, let's begin with Chapter 1. His gray eyes snapped open with the abruptness typical of those who were brought back from the dead, and he stared at the yellow ceiling overhead in a state of dazed bewilderment. "Where am I?" was the first question his mind posed. He tried to lift his arms, but for some reason they wouldn't budge. "What happened?" was his second question. He knew he was lying on his back on a soft surface, although he couldn't remember how he got there. His throat felt extremely dry, so he swallowed and licked his lips.
"Ah, I see our patient is finally awake," said a low, kindly voice from somewhere off to his left. "How are you feeling?"
He blinked when a white-haired man materialized above him, noting the man's lined, mature countenance and steady blue eyes.
"Ugh,"
he croaked, trying to speak, his parched throat and strangely immobile jawbone strangling the word and causing him to cough.
"I'm Dr. Milton," the man said, introducing himself. He realized the man wore a smock and had a stethoscope in an upper pocket. He attempted to raise his head, but he couldn't.
"I'll get you a glass of water," the physician offered, and disappeared. Footsteps and the sound of running water reached his ears, and he waited expectantly for the doctor to return, striving to concentrate, to attain mental clarity. There were so many questions he needed answered.
"Here's your water," Dr. Milton said, returning with a small glass in his left hand. "Open your mouth and I'll pour." Gratefully, he complied and felt the cool liquid trickle over his tongue and down his throat. "You mustn't drink it too fast," the doctor advised, tilting the glass carefully and slowly until the last drop was gone. "There, now you should feel a little better."
"I do. Thanks," he replied, then addressed the physician in a rush, apprehension seizing him. "Why couldn't I do it myself? What's wrong with me? Why can't I move?"
"There, there. Calm down," Dr. Milton said, and patted him on the right shoulder. "You can't move because your jaw, arms, and legs are under restraint for your own good. You were in a serious accident. You're in the hospital."
"An accident?" he repeated quizzically.
"Yes. Don't you remember?"
"No."
"Well, severe trauma often induces a form of amnesia. It's a technique the brain uses to protect us from memories too terrible to bear," Dr. Milton stated.
"What happened?"
Dr. Milton pursed his lips.
"You certain you want to know?"
"Yes," he responded, striving to recall the accident, but drawing a blank. "Please."
"I don't know," Dr. Milton said hesitantly. "I don't want to trigger a relapse. You only came out of your coma yesterday, and the few times you've been awake, you were incoherent."
"I was in a coma?"
he exclaimed. "For 3 months."
The revelation staggered him. He closed his eyes, his mind a whirl.
"I don't remember."
Dr. Milton chuckled.
"Of course you don't."
"What happened?"
he asked again, opening his eyes.
"You must tell me."
"I don't know."
"Please,"
he urged.
The soft-spoken physician studied the patient for a moment, then twisted and deposited the glass on a stand next to the bed.
"All right, although it's against my better judgment,"
he gazed at the man in the bed.
3 months ago, you were working on a demolition crew in Wakefield. You were operating a bulldozer, and you were in the process of tearing down an abandoned building when something went wrong. A brick wall collapsed on top of you, and you were pinned under the rubble for over an hour before your co-workers could dig you out. Then you were rushed here for emergency treatment. You nearly died. The surgeons operated on you for 10 hours, trying to repair your grave head wound. If there'd been a few more bricks on top of you, your skull would have been crushed completely."
"I don't remember,"
he reiterated in a strained tone.
"Count yourself fortunate if you never do," Dr. Milton said. "You've had virtually no detectable brain activity for 3 months. Technically, from a legal standpoint, you were as good as dead."
"I had no idea,"
he mumbled, endeavoring to recall the thinnest thread of memory. Anything that would confirm Milton's statements, but why, he wondered, should he be suspicious of the physician?
"You'll have a long road to recovery," Dr. Milton remarked. "There will be many hours of therapy involved. Even after you're released from the hospital, you'll be on an outpatient..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?